This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. The new film, The Well Digger's Daughter, is a remake of a beloved French movie from 1938. For Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz, this is a grand film from a grand source.
In the stories of the French playwright and filmmaker Marcel Pagnol, love takes place in communities. Two lovers are never isolated. They live in a society, have families, and what the lovers do affects other people in town in one way or another. Daniel Auteuil's remake of Pagnol's The Well Digger's Daughter shows the fullness of Pagnol's vision that human society is rich and complicated. Pascal Amoretti, played by Auteuil, is a widowed well digger, and he has a daughter. In fact, he has six daughters. Patricia Astrid Berger-Frisbe is the 18-year-old beauty who sews and cooks and brings her father lunch each day. One day, she finds it hard to get across a small stream, but happily, a lively and gorgeous young man named Jacques Mazel, Nicolas Duvauchel, is there to sweep her up in his arms and carry Patricia across. She pretends to protest, but her little coos sound as if the sex has already begun. Meanwhile, Pascal and his sweetly dogged assistant Felipe, Cadmerade, have a conversation about how Felipe would make a good husband for Patricia, and the complications go on from there. Director Auteuil relishes Pagnol's feel for the people and landscape of Provence, the magnificent area in the south of France. He shows small village shops, and his characters speak in the musical accent of Provence. The rich greens of the forests and fields overwhelm the movie with the pure energy of life itself, as if biology is unstoppable. Nature just trembles with the urgency to grow. The small cafe at the center of the village is dominated by an immense tree. The movie takes place in the late 1930s, and when Ernest Felipe takes Patricia to an air show, what you mostly see is the power of all that Provençal greenery. And since handsome Jacques is also a pilot, you know the day can only be a loss for poor Felipe. One of the charms in the Pagnol stories is a comfortable sense of repetition. A knockout like Patricia will always go for the Prince Charming. It happens in Pagnol's famous trilogy of Marius, César, and Fanny, in The Baker's Wife, and in the 1980s adaptations of Pagnol, Jean de Florette, and Manon of the Spring. No matter what her conscience, her upbringing, her religion, or her good sense tell her, the blonde guy here will win out over the bald guy, and the victory will not be entirely easy or necessarily good. Another certainty is that Pagnol's fathers are deeply hurt by what their daughters do. Here, Pascal's ultimate decency and love for his child fight it out with the obligation he feels to strut and bluster. Of course, Daniel Auteuil would love to make this film. He's a subtle actor who gives Pascal that complexity. You can see the hesitation in his face and his voice when Pascal tries to hide the desolation he feels after he sends Patricia to live with her aunt. Auteuil's already started work on his remake of the Pascal trilogy. The Well Digger's Daughter is a movie of the old school. It's a grand romance and melodrama, full of high crowd-pleasing emotion. The ironies of the movie are connected with the dips and rises of human behavior and feeling. There's no irony about the story itself. Felipe is a character of loyalty and goodness. He's profoundly disappointed that Patricia doesn't love him, and he has to endure that pain, just as the audience has to endure watching him make obvious mistakes. Auteuil throws himself in his film right into the thick of the emotional seas the characters create for themselves. The film celebrates the directness of feeling and storytelling. It's big and beautiful, and it feels the pulse of that core problem that people have to find their place in the world. I'm Howie Moshevitz.
Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz is director of film education at the University of Colorado Denver's College of Arts and Media.